T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
B-Vision Philly is presented by John Leahy and the Fine Living Group. Let the MVP of DMV Real Estate sell your home for more. Visit johnsellsdmv.com. Coming up in about 12 minutes, we're going to be joined by Martin Bayless. Played in our Kansas City. We get his take on the game that happened yesterday and look forward to the Super Bowl just a little bit. Martin has been in coaching since he left the game and knows a lot about football, a lot about the defenses. And we get a chance to ask him about the play of the secondary of Kansas City. But before we get to that.
Well, hold on, B. Shock Jock has breaking news. News just broke.
All right, Shock Jock.
I'll give it to us. Remember the Dallas Cowboys parted ways with Kellen Moore yesterday, their offensive coordinator.
Yeah.
He is officially signed with the L.A. Chargers to be their new offensive coordinator.
Uh-oh.
Baby Jesus and Kellen
Moore. That's
why
Jeff's throwing punches around here now.
He's happy. His team's got a new offensive coordinator.
Your comments on Kellen Moore, Landfill?
I mean, he stinks.
Pretty much. Do you think he's going to ruin? You think he has the potential to ruin Justin Herbert?
I don't know, man. I think the guy, he's
a bad rap, I feel like.
He gets a bad rap in a sense. I think he's put Dak in some great positions.
He has. And
they don't come
through. Don't throw the picks.
Yeah.
Dak
we'll figure that out.
I have another comment about Kellen Moore. Mm-hmm. I'm not like big into personal appearance smack, but that dude got dealt a rough hand.
Oh, man. He's not that cute. But that's good. That's Cincinnati.
Yeah.
The mayor got so much into it that he was guaranteeing stuff. And, you know, he also basically, what they called it, they would say it was Burrowhead, not Arrowhead.
Burrowhead.
You know, pissed off the people in KC was when that would happen. Arrowhead is there. That's their stuff right there. And you start trying to call it Burrowhead. So let's take a little listen about what the mayor was saying, and is he still feeling that way?
Good afternoon, Cincinnati. I have a proclamation from the desk of the mayor. Be it proclaimed, whereas the Cincinnati Bengals are headed to Burrowhead Stadium for their second consecutive AFC Championship game. Whereas at last year's game, the Bengals scored more points than the Chiefs, resulting in a Bengals victory and a Chiefs loss. Whereas Joseph Lee Burrow, who's 3-0 against Mahomes, has been asked by officials to take a paternity test, confirming whether or not he's his father. Whereas all season long, Cincinnati has been on a path of destiny, fighting it out to overcome anyone who stands between them and a Super Bowl win. And whereas Kansas City is named after its neighboring state, which is, you know, just kind of weird. Now therefore, I, Aftab Pierval, mayor of the city of Cincinnati, do hereby proclaim January 29th, 2023, as they gotta play us day in Cincinnati. Thank you.
How'd that go?
So, basically, the mayor is asking Pat, who's your daddy?
Insane.
And then Mr. Burrow did not, and his team didn't come through.
It reminds me of the
Jordan
meme.
So the proclamation was made.
Yeah.
My question is, what is going to happen?
As a result.
As a result of it. Do you remove the proclamation or do you go back and say something? Because I just think, like, sometimes, man, politicians always want to dismiss sports, but they always try to get involved with it when it's going well.
Oh, of course. It makes
And then he screwed this up.
Especially because, like you said, I think if you're a man, you got to go back and take your words back. How could the people of Cincinnati respect you as a mayor if they know that you can't stand on what you said?
The mayor had our back. That's what they're going to say.
Yeah, the mayor had your back, but now you're all losers.
Now
so,
you're lost.
So who's really the beneficiary in this situation?
Somebody in Kansas City needs to respond.
No, they do. Well, I thought
they
did
yesterday.
They responded yesterday, but
they
Chris Jones on Friday after his media availability ended it and said, "See you all at Burrowhead." So he was even playing into it. This is the thing, and you know this being
now,
a former player.
They are playing.
They gave him bulletin board material.
That was bulletin board. Yes.
And you don't poke a bear like that.
Normally,
especially
you wait until the game starts and you start doing
exactly.
Stuff.
Or you before the game starts, like
it,
the Niners.
You don't do it prior to the game.
Right.
I'm saying in pregame. When you start up some stuff, like people always talk about bulletin board. Bulletin board doesn't have to be a week or so before.
Yeah.
Bulletin board could be before the kickoff.
Now you got something
else. So we go back into the locker room I have something now to galvanize and motivate my team.
Very sure.
You think when Philadelphia went back in the locker room, they weren't saying this happened, that happened, and then they got a little bit extra oomph from that?
And you know they did because they threw the ball to A.J. Brown right away, and Jimmy Ward was covering him. So
you think? And then A.J. and Ward were going at it.
Mm-hmm.
You think that they didn't go in all week when the mayor and everybody else in Cincinnati was talking that Kansas City didn't get – look, everybody gets tired.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody gets to a point where they don't want to go. But did they not go? Did they let tiredness overtake them? Or did they always was able to play something back?
Get that extra
to give them a little bit more motivation. Yeah. You know, Pat. Oh, your ankle is hurt. He was worried about that.
Yep.
We saw him running around like he didn't care about that ankle. Probably was hurting like hell.
It
but
was.
You know what? Something else was at hand.
He knows and his legacy.
The human mind, bro.
Mm-hmm.
The human mind is amazing.
Powerful.
When you have something you want to prove somebody wrong and they said things, you can focus on that to where whatever is ailing you doesn't affect you whatsoever.
And I think Mahomes was hearing some of the hype. I mean, we talked about Josh Allen and licked him like an ice cream cone all damn offseason because of a game that they lost.
Nah, I left that to you. I'm not licking no dude like no ice cream cone.
I mean, you get
yeah, the crazy analogy.
Oh, man.
Hey, Paul.
You know what I'm trying to say, though? Like, Mahomes.
Hey, it's something about that seat right there.
It might
something
honestly
about
be
that
the seat.
Huh?
It might be the
Jeff,
seat.
I think it's the seat, man.
Turn it to a switch. Because
we hear some of those things coming from the other guy, too, man.
But no, it's like from The Last Dance, that famous clip of the 90s, the Jordan documentary where he said, I took that personally. I think Patrick Mahomes is kind of in the same situation. He hears all the chatter about Josh Allen potentially being a top quarterback, about Joe Burrow, about how he's ascending and maybe overtaking him. Pat said, hold this. I don't care if my ankle's messed up. I could be playing on one foot. He is the baddest man on the planet at the quarterback position. But it's not even close.
In Michael Jordan's situation, he would make up half of the stories.
Yeah, because he's a crazy.
But think
SOB.
About that. So if I'm Pat and I'm about to play against Joe, I got pictures of Joe all over my damn house. He gonna motivate me.
Yeah,
I'm destroying him and his defense. Everybody that comes along.
The interesting thing about it too is like it wasn't necessarily Joe Burrow coming out and saying these things. It was the fans.
Oh,
the
he
media.
Said stuff too.
Well, he said it was Burrowhead.
He was going at them. He was going to Lee. Joe, I like Joe's style.
I love it.
But
Moxie,
when
man.
when you roll that way, you're going to also have to deal with the other side as well. So we're going to take us a break here. We get back. We're going to be joined by Martin Bayless. Get his take on the Cincinnati Bengals and the Kansas City Chiefs and what that secondary of Kansas City is going to have to do to make sure they can stop Philadelphia Eagles and A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith. Be Mitchell Finley, 106.7 The Fan. We'll be back in a few.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.